Hello everyone, I'm Ellie Pascal and this is Cradle Your Body, Unleash Your Fire, the somatic journey for listening, rest and revolution. We already know how to create the world we want to live in. Our bodies are guiding us with the language of sensation. What's needed is for us to hear this guidance and channel it into the world. This session will support you to do those things. Follow instincts and impulses in this space and meet the true you who lives with love, mess, vitality, and fire. Today, I'm really happy to say that I am here with my friend, Dana Regan. Dana is the founder and director of Somatic Soul Coach School, a professional life coach training for women. Her school is the culmination of her over a decade-long work as a coach and wellness leader. The work that Dana does has impacted the lives of hundreds of women internationally, from artists to entrepreneurs, to teachers, to C-suite executives. Dana helps women realize their full potential so they can live more joyful, meaningful, and successful lives. Her mission is to create an embodied world where everybody is able to access their truest expression of self and experience the deep sense of freedom that comes with body, mind, wholeness, integration, and well-being. Dana believes that all human beings embody an innate intelligence. She knows she is waking people up to the instincts, intuition, and gut knowing that will allow them to move from stuck to unstoppable. In this way, Dana is able to deepen her impact on the world as a somatic soul coach while helping other leaders to do the same. And I can attest to the truth of all of that. And I forgot to say, like, hey, Dana, say hello. So please do that and also give any info. Oh, no, please say hello. And then I've got a little bit more to say.
Okay. Hi.
Yeah, that was it.
Regan, and I'm so excited to be here, Ellie. So thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor to support your work and this retreat or this event. It feels like a retreat. Back to the body.
Yeah, it's a total gift to have you here. So this is a body-led space. The body comes first here. So we begin with a somatic practice that Dana is going to guide for us. So Dana, would you like to say a little bit about that and then just jump right in?
Yeah, I would love to. So the practice that I want to lead today is a practice that I really want everyone to take home with them. So it's simple and flavorful. In my school, Somatic Soul Coach School, we call this process a somatic pulse check-in. And there are four ingredients to beginning to have a friendship with your body, with yourself, with your soma. And also if you are already in friendship with yourself, in partnership with yourself, these ingredients will support you to deepen. So the ingredients, the first ingredient is radical welcoming. So just, you know, this is one of the pillars of our work at Somatic Soul Coach Training and School. And it's in order to befriend ourselves, we've got to welcome ourselves. And the three other ingredients are welcome yourself with curiosity, with non-judgment, and total compassion. So as I lead this practice, please take care of yourself. Whatever you need, follow. So we're going to begin by orienting to this moment that you find yourself in, this very moment on your journey. So wherever you're at, just take a few moments to move, shake, wiggle. Take a full minute to make any noise, any movement, any sound. Just allow it all to move through you. The nervous system loves to shake, so if you want to, even just shaking the hands or jiggling your body, just allow a little shake to communicate to the nervous system that it gets to be here today. It's part of the dialogue. Just sweetly, compassionately beginning to unravel, unwind, and make your way into a comfortable position. Know that you can move as well if you want to start seated and then go to the ground and then go to the couch or whatever, but just give yourself total permission. Eyes can remain open or soft. Gently open or gently closed. So we're going to begin by finding your body, locating this physical structure, the aspect of our soma. And you might want to take a hand or both hands and just begin to make some contact with your body. So bringing in the sense of touch. If that feels appropriate, you can really start to explore with pressure, bringing in a little bit of contact or some gentle massage to any part of your body that's calling for it. And allowing your breath to be your dance partner. Releasing the movement and the contact. And imagine that you had a dimmer switch. And you could take that dimmer switch and begin to gently dim the lights on the outside world, on the external landscape. And then you have a dimmer switch inside and you're turning up the light inside or turning it on. So as you begin to journey into your interior world, allow your breath to deepen and expand in all directions. Tuning in to radical welcoming as if welcoming was a tincture or a soul vitamin that you could take inside and your cells can absorb. Radically welcome. And so just begin to notice any sensations that are communicating, that are singing, or that maybe are just sweetly whispering. And exploring inside all the way from your feet through the legs into the pelvic bowl, into the core, your belly soft, your back body present, all the way up through the heart space, the neck, the throat, the face, the eyes, the ears, the brain. Notice with total compassion. What is alive inside of your beautiful, unique soma? And as you notice sensation, you might want to take a hand to where you feel sensation. So you might want to take a hand to the heart space or the belly or the feet or any part of the body that the sensation is one where you can actually hear it. It might be intense, it might be loud. And simply just begin to cradle your sensation with breath. As if it was like gentle clouds coming to meet the sensation with a level of, communicating to the sensation, you get to be here. I'm not judging you right now. You get to be here. And if story comes up, allow the story to float by like clouds in a great blue sky. Allowing the storyline to just be in the back burner. Begin to allow gravity to sink you in even deeper. A centimeter deeper into your chair. A decimal deeper into your listening. If you're laying down, giving yourself to the earth, whatever you're supported by, I suggest even leaning back into your chair. Tuning into waking up to the place where the body of the world is supporting the body of your soma. That contact, that connection. And if you were like a somatic archaeologist, or maybe just thinking about your body as a garden, begin to notice if there are any colors in your garden. Perhaps there's a swirl of color. Perhaps there's no color. And just welcoming that palette. begin to allow your breath to be your guide as you go through your garden, the garden of your body. And just begin to tune into any sounds that you hear. And if there are any sounds coming from the external world right now, maybe you hear a bird or some wind, just allow that sound to bring you deeper back into the sounds inside. Your heart beating, your blood pulsing, the sound of your bones supporting you. Even the sound of our musculature, our muscles, they sound through contraction and expansion. Ah. Notice any smell. What is the scent that you are inhabiting right now? And you can smell from the inside and sense from the outside as well. So maybe there is smell, maybe there isn't. And then tuning in to the core of your body, almost as if your heart had an eye and that eye could open in the heart space or the gut space, these two intelligence centers. And from the inside, what do you see? Inviting any vision, inviting visual. You might see color, you might see image, you might even see sound. Beginning to take a deep, deep breath in and a big exhale, release long. Might want to gently bring your attention to your mouth and take a couple of swallows. Sounds a little strange to swallow your own saliva, but just a little swallow. That's available to you. You can even take your tongue over the roof of your mouth and around, or even your hands to the jaw space. Notice what you taste. Perhaps there is a flavor that you are actually tasting in this moment. Or perhaps there's a flavor that you're imagining tasting, like strawberry. And maybe there's no taste. Welcoming the sense of taste. Begin to take a big breath in and a long exhale, release. this time, I want you to listen inside a little bit deeper. Listening to see if you hear or feel a really subtle sensation, like a whisper. And if you do, and if you can locate that inside, it might be, might feel a whisper at the clavicle. You might feel a whisper at the big toe. You might feel a whisper at the earlobe. You might feel a whisper from your liver. Maybe you don't know where your liver is, so that's okay. But wherever you sense that subtle body or that part of you that is sort of soft right now, I encourage you to take a hand there or make some contact. Yeah, and it might be at the back body. It's always a sweet place that often we forget. And just take a few breaths, again, taking your breath and cradling this soft sensation, a subtle sensation with your breath. Without trying to change anything, without trying to fix it. Can you be with it? Again, with welcoming, curious, and compassion. Taking one more breath there. And releasing your hand, if that feels appropriate, if you want to keep it there, you can. And now begin to get quiet with yourself. Like permission to really let the story not hijack you here, right now. Your stories, your what you've made up about it all, it just gets to be in the other room for now. And what gets to be here is you, fresh in your soma, in your sensations. So I encourage you to take this next minute or two to listen to the impulse to move. If before moving in any way, it could be the tiniest hand dance or the neck rolls from side to side or fluttering your eyes open. Just allowing yourself to listen in to the impulse to move. And the invitation is to slow the movement down, even if it's asking you to go fast. It's playing with tempo, slowing the movement down. You might be moving so slowly that if I were in the same room as you, I might not even know you were moving. See if you can just be with this for three more breaths. as you deepen your friendship with your body, as you continue to be friend and partner with your soma, continue to welcome all that arises. Continue to get curious, compassionate, non-judgmental. When the story gets to be in the other room, who do you get to be? When you get to be free from your story, how do you get to be? Befriending and welcoming sensation. Image. Color. Sound. Touch. Taste. Smell. Want to continue to savor and deepen
Thank you, Dana. So everybody, as you are with this experience of your somatic realm. I invite you to really take a breath with where you've landed at this point. And I am going to hold space for a few more minutes for you to really be in your body, and also to allow Dana to drop even more deeply into hers before we move into a more intellectual portion. So whether you've got eyes open or softly closed, I invite you to take 3 breaths into that place that you found before of feeling the earth of your body supported by the earth of the ground, the furniture. And with each breath, to allow that earth to hold you 10% more. And again, as you're here now with everybody else all over the world doing this practice, I invite you to deepen an inch more into this experience of the inside of your soma, the inside of your body, feelings, tastes, sounds. And to let that word welcoming drop in like a vitamin, whatever you are experiencing, to take another breath that lets all of you know that it gets to be here. With your next breath, to allow the word compassion to drop in. To let all of you know again that whatever is here, that invitation to be compassionate with yourself that Dana gave so beautifully, to let that deepen an inch more as well. All of it gets to be here. All of it gets to be here. So now, as we move into a space where I'm going to ask Dana some questions, I invite you to really stay in contact with your body, with your felt sense. So you are welcome to experiment with eyes open, eyes closed. What works for you to stay in touch with your internal realm? And what's it like for you to be in that embodied experience as more logic gets brought into the mix? And I invite you to let our words drop in with that radical welcoming of yourself, however your body, your mind, your gut, your emotions respond to what you hear. Let it be here. And as always, to let there be noise or movement if that wants to be as well. Yeah, man.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you, Dana. That was totally delicious. And the first question that's here with me is, this part of the welcoming, the befriending what is happening in the body, and why to you is that important? What can it do for us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I was preparing for our session today, it's going through my entire somatic library of, there's so many different ways to enter into our body and to cultivate somatic awareness. And and radical welcoming is, to me, one of the most important ingredients to enter the body with. You know, curiosity is sort of, it's the antidote to judgment. So getting more curious is wonderful. And getting more curious and welcoming your experience as direct, felt, innate wisdom, meaning to not welcome your experience from the judgmental aspect, which would be to label your experience as good, bad, right, or wrong. So just like, I think to me, it's a foundational pillar at somatic soul coaching methodology. But to me, it's I can go through all the practices or all the techniques or all the strategies of how can we cultivate somatic awareness? How can we cultivate somatic awakening? And, it's partnering with our bodies and partnering with our somas and welcoming that, just like, just like we would in a relationship. In a relationship, we want to welcome also the tension. We want to welcome also the joy. We want to welcome also the mess.
Yeah.
The mess. I'll refrain from cursing today. But just the mess, the messy parts, the muddy parts. And when we can be in that relationship with ourselves and with others, and it's welcomed, we might not like it. But when it gets to be welcomed, and then we get to be even more curious. If it's not welcomed, you shut the door on it. So I love that anchor of welcoming. I think that if you are interested, in developing a friendship with yourself or a partnership, I would start with that.
I think that's so beautiful, and you of course already started to answer the next question I was going to ask you, which was grounded in, so I think you said there's such an important piece of, when you were talking I had the image of like this curious creature entering the body with a sign saying I come in peace. And then when I heard you talking about that difference between the judgment and not just the welcoming, but how the welcoming can and necessarily does come in partnership with the respect for the body's intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so much of the world now, we've been raised to have a body that will work. It will comply with the way the world already is. So it will be a functional container. So it will be able to be numbed enough wherever necessary so that I will make it to work, or so that I will seem professional, or so that I will not say that thing that I really, you know, really want to say because I don't want to upset people. That piece of, I mean, I'll speak from the eye that I think anything that didn't seem to fit in with what the world or people expected from me, my body was just a freaking annoying. Like, what is this headache? What is this period pain? What? No, I have to take the painkiller. I have to be the person that I think I am and should be. And my body and its sensations don't really have a place in that. Mm. And then moving from that to going, not only, wow, maybe I'm healthier and happier and all of the things I actually want to be and create in my life is more possible if I allow my body to feel and to flow. But also, oh my goodness, there's guidance here.
Mm.
Oh, you're intelligent. Oh my heart. Oh my God. Oh, who told me not to listen to this? Because this is my map, you know?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well said. yeah, I mean, on the most sort of global, fundamentally, we have, most of us have been raised, you know, and in a culture, and we're conditioned, and our bodies are conditioned, and they're socialized, you know, and our nervous system is wired through experience. So, and a lot of our early experience, mm. you know, has a lot of imprint. Mm. But in terms of this respect piece, mm. that's sort of the thing, you know, we can get caught up in, well, I don't want to be friends with my body. I don't like my body. It's not working.
Mm.
Right? I mean, that's sort of, there's autoimmune, there's immune, there's limitation, right? There's all of these different pieces to our lived human experience.
Yeah.
And I think that there are a few things, there are a few key ingredients that the nervous system needs to thrive.
Mm.
And one of those ingredients is respect.
Mm.
So I always say, like, you don't have to like yourself. You don't have to love yourself. That's not the goal. For some people, that can produce a lot of anxiety.
Mm.
And if my word of friendship creates anxiety for you, like befriending myself is anxious for you, find the word that's going to resonate. I think partnership is a great word because partnership gets to include the mess if you're actually in a partnership that's going to work.
Mm.
But I love this, you know, this piece about respecting your signal from the inside.
Yeah.
And in order to respect your signal from the inside, you have to practice unclouding. It's clouded. It's clouded through conditions. It's clouded through herstory. It's clouded through oppression.
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so we have to first go into, well, I might not like it. I might not love it. And I might be limited in my capacities, in my body. I might be in pain. But when you respect yourself, you get to be in pain.
Mm-hmm.
So when we respect our bodies, when we respect or start to cultivate that respect for ourselves, well, then lots of flavors get to be here.
Yeah.
But if I'm not respecting myself, then my nervous system doesn't have a seat at the table.
Yeah.
intuition doesn't have a seat at the table. My signals don't have a seat at the table.
Yeah.
So I think respect is wonderful, and the etymology or the root of that word respect comes from literally means to look again, to respect oneself, to look again. Yeah. But the way that you want to look, this is why I brought these ingredients to you today. The way that you want to look is look toward yourself. You want to look toward yourself from compassion. You want to look toward yourself from curiosity, and you want to look from a view that it's welcomed.
Yeah.
Because you can totally look at who can, you know, you can say that you're respecting yourself, but when you embody that respect, then your nervous system goes, oh, it's okay for me to be okay. So my signal, intuition goes, my signal matters. I matter. And then all of a sudden, I mean, in a really global way, you're starting to dismantle oppression.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to really dismantle socialized oppression, which is just like, I mean, the conversation, you know, the body is political. And so the conversation in terms of, you know, local and global and all of that, I mean, right, if we were respecting ourselves more and if we were respecting each other more, my guess is there would be less war.
Mm.
So if we talk about befriending ourselves, you know, it's sort of like, well, I'm either going to befriend myself or partner, whatever your word is, or I'm going to war against myself. So it's kind of like, I would say time to choose.
Yeah.
And no judgment. I mean, you can totally continue to war against yourself. I guarantee you it's not going to lead you to greater states of satisfaction. It will lead you somewhere. It will get you somewhere.
Yeah.
I am not friends with all parts of myself yet.
Yeah.
That to me would be like the goal.
Yeah. I love that piece. And I love the piece of the wars outside and the wars inside. And I love your passion, Dana. And I love the question that's coming out of me now is the piece of, you know, you say we have this choice. We can choose not to befriend or partner ourselves, or we can choose to. And why are you so passionate about us befriending our bodies? What's possible if we do? What's possible?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've worked with a lot of people over the last 12 years. So I'm just going to speak from my direct women. I've worked with mostly women.
Yeah.
And I'm going to speak from the direct experience of my work as a, you know, somatic soul coach, and then my work with myself.
Yeah.
And what's possible when I am partnering with myself, when I'm in friendship with myself, one thing that it leads to is greater connection with oneself. Yeah, I think that's a great place to take a breath.
Right. That.
Yeah, I mean, just and with myself and with all of the women I've worked with, not one person has ever come into my practice or my life. Not one person has ever said, I want to feel less connected to myself.
Mm. Hmm.
We are relational beings.
Hmm.
Our nervous system thrives in connection.
Hmm.
Even when that connection is challenging, even when that connection includes a lot of contrast or difference, but we long for connection. We long to be connected. And what I have worked with and what I train coaches on is, how then do we get connected with ourselves so that the divorce rate is less? And I mean that quite literally. I mean, we are divorcing ourselves from our own experience all throughout the day. Sometimes you need to. Like, sometimes you need to just go, I'm putting that in the other room, or I'm putting that on the shelf, you know, for now. That's very different. Putting your experience in another room or on the shelf or on an altar. Like, if you had a candle, I'm going to put my sadness in the candle right now because I've got to work for an hour, something like that. That's really different than numbing yourself. That's really different than sweeping it under the rug and having a whirlwind of a storm come back 20 years later. So I love this question. I mean, I feel like we could talk about it forever, but it's that question is so beautiful that you asked, Ellie, which is like, what is possible when we befriend ourselves? I mean, everything. Everything is possible. I mean, truly everything becomes possible. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. And I would love to hear if there's people watching and they're thinking, you know, I never feel anger. I don't know where my anger is. Or they're like, I freaking hate crybabies and I hate about my, you know, if something is up for them that they just, or they're like, the idea of befriending myself makes me want to vom. Or something's really up for them now. What would you say, like, just the next little, you know, the next little takeaway from this session, the next little piece that they could do or open to?
Yeah, yeah. Well, in that case, I mean, I would say, I would start with, or just to recap, or like ground again, that there are going to be parts of yourself that you don't like. And there are going to be parts of yourself that you don't love. And there might even be parts of yourself that you don't respect. And that's okay. It's okay. It's totally okay to have conflict. And the more that you can have a direct relationship to your body, meaning, you know, your story, your cognitive mind is included in your body, of course. Your thoughts are beautiful. They're wonderful. But the more that you can really connect to what's underneath the story, and stay open, stay curious. Okay, welcome. Okay. You know, you might even be disoriented. It's like, okay, that's enough. One little bite at a time. One little bite at a time. One little bite at a time. We did a 20-minute practice today or something like that. It might be 2 minutes for you, you know? And you might not love, let's say, you know, women I work with a lot, you might not love your belly. And you can still find your breath. You can still find your feet. So there are ways in which there are anchor points that you can anchor into to find, you know, respect and compassion and curiosity. And if you start there, it's like working out a muscle. Then you'll, that, I love to think about this work as a garden or an ecosystem or nature. So the return to our true nature, which is what we're up to, if you think about this practice of just befriending yourself or partnering with yourself or breathing with your senses or just taking 5 minutes a day to notice, with curiosity, 5 minutes a day to walk through your life with a little compassion, 5 minutes a day to welcome how you feel, maybe even welcome how your mother feels, right? Like something like that. Mm. Whatever that is that you can just take a little bit of, well, that every time you do that, you're planting a seed. Mm. Think about it like, oh, I'm planting the seed of welcoming.
Mm. Yeah.
What happens when you plant a seed and then you nurture it? It grows. Mm. So the friendship or the partnership will begin to grow.
Yeah.
And there will be weeds in the garden. So you can go weed them out, honor them, you can compost them, you can bury them, right? Like whatever that process is. But so I think, that every time you're sprinkling in that ingredient, you're literally bringing in the seed for partnership.
Yeah. And the power of the 5 minutes of a time at a time piece, it gets to be easeful piece, the no need to push piece, and the power of that as it, yeah, I mean, when one thinks about the ease of a little seed falling from the sky and dropping into the soil, and how with the rain and the sun and the magic of all that is, how it just grows and can become an enormous, you know, banyan tree, oak tree, yew tree. I don't think there was like effort in that. I don't think it was. Yeah. And I love.
Nature is not judging itself. It's just growing.
Right.
And dying. Like it's, right. You know, it's nature's the way to go. It's not judging itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And that piece that you spoke of course, we honor the mind. It's amazing. The capacity to think is mind-boggling. That's an ironic way to put it. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, the capacity for freedom when even it's just entertained that piece of, what if I am with just that sensation in my body, even for a minute, and I let the story go and I simply come to the sensation. I mean, I say to my clients, miracles are possible in the space of somatic soul coaching, when we have release from the confines of the mind. And, you know, that brings me to my next question for you, why you're such passion to training coaches in the somatic soul coaching modality and at this time as well in human history.
Yeah. Oh. Not sure if I'm passionate about anything else. I am so passionate about training people to, I mean, of course, you know, when they train with me, they get to become somatic soul coaches, which is wonderful because you can take the methodology and keep moving it forward. So that part I love, just because, you know, I want there to be more somatic soul coaches out in the world. I want this methodology to be out there in the world. But yeah, and the reason why I'm so passionate about it is because it's time to include the body in.
Aho.
Yeah, aho. You know, it's just the body. It's like, it's 2020, we're in a pandemic, and now more than ever, I would say, we have to wake up. Like, my whole thing is, circumstances are circumstances. Socialization is a whole thing. Oppression, of course. Yes. And.
Yeah.
It's like a yes and. If you are watching this, here's the information. So my, you know, one thing I really wanted to just leave everyone with is what, you know, one of our strategies at Somatic Soul Coach School, it's called our 3A strategy, 3 A's, getting about 3 apples. I've never said that before, but 3 apples. Maybe we'll call it that, our 3 apple strategy, because apple is like, it's the fruit and right. That's the time growing. But in order to, you know, there's so many brilliant things about having a friendship with yourself and a partnership with yourself. And the first part is that awareness. So that's the first A, awareness. Bringing awareness to your life, your life force. Bringing awareness to your light. Bringing awareness to your dark. Bringing awareness. Again, how do you want to bring awareness? Compassionate, curious, welcoming. So once you develop this practice of awareness, which is really what we were in before, that's what I guided, really, you know, it's a somatic awareness practice. What is my somatic weather report? Right? And am I aware of my weather today? You know, it's so interesting. So I was living in Costa Rica for the past few years and I just moved back to New York. And so now, because in Costa Rica in the jungle, there's like no internet, no television. Now I have a television, which I think is not the best investment. Not because I'm addicted to it, because I don't watch it. But the one thing I watch every single day is the weather. It's the one thing I watch. There's not one day that I don't either ask my iPhone about the weather or my television about the weather. Mm. And so we've got to take the weather here. Mm. That's awareness.
Right.
When you get your weather awareness, that's this moves into the second A, which is agency. And agency means choice. So here's the deal. The weather guy, his name is Matt Hammer, comes on every morning. I'm like, where's my Matt? What do I need? Well, when he tells me the weather, then I have choices to make about my day. Do I take an umbrella? Is it raining? Oh, it's beautiful sunny out. I'm going to go have a picnic. There's agency now that I have. There's choices available to me that are completely affected by the weather. So agency, choice. And to me, the most important thing to remember somatically is your body, your choice. Your body, your choice. Your body, your choice. And moving forward with that, that brings us into the third A, which is action. Here's the difference. We don't just want to take any action. We want to begin to take actions that fill us up. So that's sort of the bucket of somatic truth.
Yeah.
Awareness, agency,
yeah.
Action.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And I love that piece, that now taking the action that fills us up. And I have this image of the world, a world where more and more people are doing this and more alignment and more health and flow and more capacity to relate and less like stuff on the planet that just isn't working. Just, it's the key, man, that piece. What action does you actually want to do? What would actually feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And taking a new action every day is a new result. Right. But if you take the same road down every day, same results. The definition of insanity. Right. So if we, you know, at the end of the day, this is what I always say. I think that it's time, especially in our global climate, it's time to orient to sanity instead of insanity. So sanity, yeah, I mean, wow, that would be the world I want to live in.
Right. orient to the body, orient to sanity.
Yeah, orient to the body, orient to sanity, orient to satisfaction. Like, do it, try it, try it on, try to make choices from the inside.
Yeah.
That something inside of you might be quiet. That's why we put that hand on the sensation that was quiet. Mm-hmm. We put the hand on the sensation that was loud. Mm-hmm. You know, something is going to signal, do this. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And if you stop second guessing yourself, you'll just do it.
Right. Right.
If you do it and you like it, great. And if you do it and you don't like it, you learned. You know, so just that to me is sane. It's like we're collecting information from the inside, moving us towards greater satisfaction and greater embodiment.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you, Dana. Okay, so much juiciness. So as we begin to wind this session to a close, I invite all of us to take three breaths. So you may, if you've got your eyes open, you may want to let them rest closed. You may want to let them simply be with a soft gaze and breathe into your body now. Allow your breath to be like a wave of compassion. Mm. Moving through, tuning in again to what's holding you. And gently notice what's alive in your body now. All of these words and ideas have come in. And then again, allowing that concept of befriending to drop in. And just noticing what is here or what arose for you around that piece of befriending your body. Knowing that, as Dana said, if you want to move forward in partnership with yourself, it can simply be little bits, little steps, 5 minutes a day of something that has come through for you, maybe a piece of guidance in this session, or maybe sitting in the not knowing of how to be in greater partnership with yourself at this point. Either way, all of it gets to be here. And so there's going to be a few more wordy pieces now before we close the session. And I invite you to stay with your body, to stay with, do you want to stay in a, if you are here in a yin space with eyes closed, do you want to stay here for a while? Have you got some time? Do you want to let this percolate? Are you wanting to move into your day now, perhaps blinking light into the eyes? Perhaps really engaging with the words again, and maybe a little movement, wiggles of the fingers and toes, if that feels good for you. So Dana has brought a gorgeous free, somatic free gift for you. So the link for that is below the interview. So please click. Well, I invite you to click. There's going to be some gorgeous nourishment for you there in your soma. And Dana, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That was so fun. And I just feel so lit up by this conversation.
Yeah, me too. And it's a total honor and delight to have your wisdom and your embodied presence in this space.
Oh, thank you, Ellie.
Yeah. So everyone at home, I wish you to take whatever nourishment has come through for you today around befriending your body or whatever else into your day, into your week, into your year, knowing that whatever works for you on the inside will nourish everyone else around you and the world, because that's just how it works. So thank you for doing this work, and thank you, Dana, and love to you all.
Thank you.